Today's News AF podcast is sponsored by our friends over at True Car, who have some tips that you might not know. I don't know if I'd call it news, but here's some things you could try. How about a coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil to clean the interior of your car? You could also remove the excess weight from your car to improve your gas mileage. And also, you could place your keychain remote under your chin to increase its range. That's weird, but here's a tip that isn't weird that you might not know about. True Car also helps people find used cars. That's right. True Car isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million cars, you can enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, users can see what other people paid so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. When you're ready to buy that new or used car, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cisternino, back once again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories of the week of January 30th, 2018, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the scene makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual factual news.
Yes, we are ready to go with the actual factual news. And now, here is a guy who never ever gets fooled by the fake news, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. Looking through the list of stories today, I will agree they're actual factual. I won't agree that all of it's news.
So it's par for the course is what you're saying.
Par for the course.
Yes.
And
yes.
It stings my journalistic integrity a little bit every time, but I do it.
Okay.
I do it for you guys.
Yes. And then, of course, a man who is on the road this week. Here is the eye in the sky, the great Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great now that I see there's a Goop story waiting for us. I am excited to get to that. Really excited.
How come you didn't be like this, Danny? Hello, Rob. Yes, I'm on the road in Northern California.
What's that, Tyson? Yeah, I am on the road. I am, Northern California. Yes, I'm excited to be here today. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Better?
Better.
Okay.
Is there a lot of fake news out there in Northern California, Danny?
I feel like there could be. I'm basically cut off from the world. The internet didn't work when I first got here. I don't have cell service. So I don't know if that reduces fake news or increases it. Because now, if you don't have access to the internet, you only have locals who tell you what's going on.
Yes.
And we're out here clearing some land for my dad, and the locals have come up and approached the people working on it, and these are the stories that they've heard. We are building a Walmart. We are building low-income housing. And we're building a community park. All of those things are wrong. So that's fake news, local fake news, and I wonder if it's worse when you don't have the internet or better.
See, I heard that you were stripping a barn, Danny.
I already stripped a barn. So that is real news.
Trying to get that.
So you have real news.
Barn wood.
But to think that we're building a Walmart out here, if you knew where we are, that we're in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. There's about, what would you say the population is? 200 people?
Yeah, it was like 500 people. Now the sign did change. It currently says 2,000 people. But I don't think Walmart, that's enough for a Walmart store. I could be wrong, but I just don't think that's enough.
Did they want a Walmart?
Yeah, I think they're projecting what they want us to do with the property onto, us. Like, oh, you're building a community park. No, it's still private property. Mm-hmm. Walmart, low-income housing. So fake news abounds whether or not the internet is there. That's what I'm trying to say.
So these guys wanted those. So the guy who came up to you and said, he said low-income housing. Did he look hopeful for low-income housing or did he look disgusted with the fact that maybe there was low-income housing?
I wasn't there for that one.
So for the Walmart, did the guy seem hopeful for the Walmart?
Everyone's hopeful for Walmart. Maybe he can get a job working at the door as a greeter. Lots of employment opportunities. Yeah, well, okay. Until the Fabio replaces him. But for now, yeah. He might be able to still get a job as a greeter.
Okay.
So David Baltazar in the chat writes in to say the bathing rat has to be the top story today. And of
this
course,
is the exact story I was talking about.
Yes. Let's talk about it. Top story at this hour, bath rat.
It's not a story. It's a thing that happened, but it's not new. It's not a news story.
Okay. Who decides when something gets to go from a thing that happened to news, though, Tyson? Because everything's just a thing that happened until we start to share it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, but this has no relevance or effect on anybody at all.
Most of the stuff we read doesn't.
You're incorrect, no. Tyson.
It does?
Yeah.
Look, okay. So here's the thing. I looked at the list of news that was compiled this morning, and that was on the very top. And I thought, I could see in the URL that it was a bathing rat. So I was like, okay, this isn't news. I'm a journalist now, and yes. So this definitely is a slight on me and my professionalism. I opened up and watched the entire video, and at the end of it, I wished there were more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
he's bathing just like a person.
Right. I'm not sure where the bathing rat video started. I mean, the version of it I saw was, of course, on the always reputable worldstarhiphop.com.
And oh, very reputable.
Yes. Yes. They've actually branded the video. So there appears to be a rat, which I'm even more amazed. The rat does not seem to be afraid of the paparazzi, where somebody must be holding a camera phone up to a rat.
Filming in the shower.
Right. And they're about 2 feet away from a rat, and they're filming it, and it doesn't run away. And he's standing there on two legs, and he appears to be lathering up, Danny.
Rinse and repeat. Lather, rinse, and repeat. What's the phrase?
Wash, rinse, and repeat.
Wash, rinse. That rat knows that phrase. By the way, rats have grown accustomed to camera time because we have rats carrying pizzas away.
Yeah.
Rats carrying random objects away in front of large crowds of people. So maybe they just warmed up to the camera's eye.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know if this is a domesticated rat, but I assume it is.
See, that's what I thought, too. I thought it was a pet.
Like that Michael Jackson
But it's lathering
song.
Up just like a human would, like very thoroughly, like head, everything under the arms. The only thing I noticed it missed was its feet. I bet it couldn't get its feet very good.
Small, short arms for the rat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a problem. You know, I think that this is a game changer in terms of the rats because, I mean, I think that part of the concern about the rat population is, they carry disease. Yeah. Oh, that was the plague spread because of the rats. But if the rats are going to get clean, Tyson,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
they can be introduced into society as tax paying citizens.
Right. I mean, the rat shampoo industry could really take off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they could do tons of work. They could get into tiny spaces. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got tiny hands. They can screw little bolts. So there is a place for them.
Yeah.
There's no law really on how much or little a rat can work currently.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think the rat shampoo is going to overtake the hair and the horse mane
the
and tail shampoo industry?
Yeah. Tyson, you might attract more rats now once they get the taste of the taint and mane. Or what is it? The tail and mane.
Mane and tail. Yeah. Mane and tail or tail and mane shampoo. Mm-hmm. So you think that that's what they will also use?
Probably. They do have a tail.
But it's not
tail.
Fluffy. It's more of like a disgusting skin tail.
Because they don't use that.
They'd wash their tail with soap, not shampoo.
Yeah.
So let's go over all the parts of the body that a rat would use soap rather than shampoo.
It's little rat hands.
Yep.
Yep, that's soap.
The tail, the feet.
The tail.
The ears.
The nose.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's it.
Whiskers. I think you have to
One at a time.
Yeah, so here's a question. If you're a man with a lot of hair, should you be using shampoo on your entire body if you're very hairy?
I think you'd have to be really hairy, But yeah,
such men do exist, by the way. So
yes, there's not a lot of them.
No.
Do you think we should start marketing a whole full body shampoo?
Yeah, body hair shampoo and conditioner, so you can be nice and soft for the ladies' hands.
Yeah, I think they have that already. I think that that's basically body wash.
Yeah, they have body wash that's also doubles. They have the shampoo slash body wash stuff that's like the all-inclusive. I think that if you're a man and your entire body's covered in that thick of hair, you've probably already given up on a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you're going to like really be concerned with shampooing your entire body three times a day.
Yeah. Here's my question, though. What did the rat do right before this? That the rat said, I'm so dirty right now. I'm a rat and I need to bathe. I mean, did...
Yeah, can you imagine the sin?
Did the rat...
The sin that he committed?
Did the rat commit a murder, Danny?
Do rat... Now, if a rat kills another rat, is that considered a murder? And if a rat is capable of being aware enough to shampoo itself, can it also be tried in court?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know. Is it murder?
I thought maybe it killed a person.
Oh, yeah, that might be hard.
Yeah. Better get really dirty to kill a person.
Maybe it got into one of those giant rat orgies where it's like a giant ball of rats called like a... I've been trying to look
at it. You don't think it pulled a Richard Gere on anybody.
It's a rat king. Yeah.
Rat king. That's what I... Yeah, rat king. That's what I thought. I just looked that
right,
up.
Right, where its tails like get stuck in a knot, right?
So he got out of the rat king... Right. During the frenzy, but had to go home and shower because it was just so horrifying.
But on his way home, he bumped into Richard Gere.
Yeah. Who can now receive rats.
Yeah.
Having warmed up with hamsters.
I don't even know if that's actual factual news.
Yeah, I don't believe so. I don't think that's okay. That was ever proven.
That's a terrible. By the way, that's a terrible story to have attached to your name, whether or not, especially if it's fake. You have to carry that with you
everywhere you go.
People see
like
you
at every single party that he goes to. He has to be like, so first off, guys, I just like. We're in the trust tree here. I want to be 100% honest. That never happened. I don't know where that came from. And people can choose to believe or not.
Yeah, that's a terrible story to have to carry. That's why we need to eradicate fake news so people like him don't have to carry the shame of hamster story.
Yeah. And Kelly says, let's not get the story wrong about Richard Gere. She says that that was a gerbil, not a rat.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
In the actual factual news story of Richard Gere, it was gerbils.
Yes.
But I mean, this clean, slicked up rat would be perfect.
Okay. By the way, does a rat need a reason to bathe? Think about what a rat does. Crawls around on the street, in the gutters, in the sewers. I mean, rats should be bathing daily. This rat doesn't need any additional motivation. It's just disgusting.
Okay. Well, let's keep going today. Of course, that Danny, you mentioned you were so excited to talk about the latest happenings in terms of the Gwyneth Paltrow Goop Corporation. Well, they had their first ever Goop Summit, Danny.
I don't know why I wasn't invited. I mean, obviously, we talk a lot about Goop. You think one of us would get an invitation to the summit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what kind of gifts. Two. I wonder what kind of gifts they got, like on their chairs. Just a little
gift bag at the door.
Gift bag at the door. Look at this.
Dude, I've got to tell you guys, every time I go into my shower or my bathroom or my kitchen, I see all this weird stuff and I just am like embarrassed for myself that I've got like rice powder emulsifying skin goop in my. I don't even know what any of this stuff does.
Mm-hmm.
It improves your life, Tyson. That's what it does.
Yeah, why don't you ask Rachel?
Because I don't know that she knows either. Mm-hmm.
So the tickets for this event, by the way, $650 to $2,000 for a ticket.
Wow.
That's a lot of money for a joke, but it looks like a lot of people decided to do it.
That's the crazy thing about Goop, is that it attracts a certain, well-heeled, open wallet type of an individual who will pay for sorcery.
The population of Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Boom. Got him.
Got him. You did. So, Danny, could you talk about some of the speakers that were there at the Goop Summit?
Well, I want to talk about some of the things that you got for $650 to $2,000. You got a non-toxic spa remedy. You got some tarot card readings, which I'm sure come in handy when we're talking about Goop. Some anti-aging LED face mask treatments.
Right.
And other activities. There were other activities around Paltrow's cult-like Goop philosophy, as this article says.
Right.
So a lot of good stuff. Drew Barrymore was there. Chelsea Handler was there. And Lard Linney was there. So what an event. Can't believe I missed out.
Yeah, I have to say that I was never really excited about any of those people. So this all the more reason.
To be fair, that Goop really does focus on helping you eliminate all these different toxins from your life. And really, they say that money is quite filthy. So once you just when you have no money, then you won't have like all that, you know, dirty, you know, rat
That's
money.
True.
Right. Just like, you
the
know,
dirty rat money.
Right.
I had a good friend once tell me that the saying money doesn't buy you happiness is something rich people tell poor people so poor people don't uprise.
They don't want it. Right.
That friend is Danny Bryson.
Holy crap, by the way. Look at this LED mask. It's terrifying. It looks like something Jason would wear.
Yeah.
Right before he cut you open with a machete.
So you think there's going to be a rise in... You think there's going to be a rise in murders? Goop-related murders?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think goop-related deaths. I'm surprised there hasn't been one already. I mean, how many doctors have come out and told people that most of the goop products, don't put them in your body, don't use them.
Do not stick these inside you.
And yet, here we are. We have a sold-out get-together for goop people. It's crazy.
All right, well...
It's ridiculous. Are we sinking into idiocracy where soon the doctors that and all of their knowledge, doctors and scientists, all of their knowledge will be overpowered by what the masses are sold from celebrities? I think that's where we're headed. Like, Gwyneth Paltrow is going to be the next, like, oh, she's a doctor. And then everybody's just going to follow her into death.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all die horrible, painful deaths from the jamming jade eggs into every orifice of our body.
Do you want to accept health advice from people who pitch tarot card reading? Right? Like, wouldn't that be an indication that perhaps the science behind a lot of these products might not be up to date? If one of the things
you could say the same thing about any belief system that isn't proven by science.
Okay, but this is a belief system mixed with products. And so it's slightly different than like a religious type of a thing. But the crazy thing is that they'll do tarot card readings, and then they have this doctor here who denies a bunch of stuff. He's an anti-vax guy and anti-HIV drug guy. I mean, I don't know. It just, if you were sitting through those lectures, wouldn't you just get up and leave? Just say, this is a bit too crazy for me.
Not if you put $650 down. You are committed at that point, Danny.
Danny, people are Scientologists. True.
Yeah, everybody's looking for something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's backed by a celebrity, so that's pretty good.
Right. And Tyson, you know, the more expensive your beliefs are, probably the more accurate they must be, right? You get what you pay for?
Well, I guess... yeah, I mean, your theory probably is true.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that.
So you're thinking that we should become, we could become the male leaders of Goop.
Do they have a men's division?
They do?
No, I don't think they do. Look in this picture. There's not a single man.
That's what I'm saying.
No, there's one. There's one.
Nope, there is one. So what I'm saying is we go in and we're like, we'll help you peddle this garbage to the masses.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
probably not that exact pitch. I bet that exact pitch wouldn't sway.
No, that's
Gwyneth.
Not going to get you a job.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that they would have to really compensate us for that because we're not just going to, you know, sell out for anything.
Yeah. I want at least five
in the millions.
Kegel eggs.
Millions. Oh, you just want product?
I just want product so I can be beautiful again.
Okay. You could pay Danny in jade eggs.
Okay. Yeah, and then me and you, Rob, can split the actual cash.
That's fine.
Well, I'll share the eggs with you guys. So we'll each have like a week with the eggs, and then I'll send them.
Okay. Yeah. A weekend a month with the eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then the eggs get one weekend a month off.
Off. They need time.
Okay. We'll set them in the sun to cleanse.
Yeah. No, I'm cleaning those eggs like the bath rat before I even touch them.
Okay, what's our next story?
All right. In other news this week, then, let's talk about a really interesting story about the rare prison breakout and then prison break back in, Danny, because there was a man who left a federal prison and returned with a duffel bag full of snacks, fruit, and liquor. And tobacco.
Well, he likes everything about prison. He likes everything about it except the food.
Mm.
So he's like, I love sleeping there. I love the routine. I love the weight room. Some of the activities. The guys are great. Just need to fix the food problem. And it looks like he found
I already have a meme saying for this. When you want to follow the rules, but your mom's cooking just too good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe his mom is a really good cook.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Would be.
Was he getting the food from his mom?
I don't know. He just was getting home cooked food, but I don't know where it came from.
Because that would make his mom an accomplice. So yeah. Maybe he was trying. He should have just got her arrested and sent to jail.
Ooh.
And then she could have cooked food in prison. That would have been a better
solution.
I bet
she wouldn't have access to all of the cool ingredients that she had at home.
That's true.
Yeah.
They had disgusting food, I'm sure.
How do you know?
I've heard rumors.
I think that this really sets up well for a potential, maybe direct-to-DVD or Netflix, Shawshank Redemption sequel, where maybe it's a reboot, where Andy Dufresne finally gets out of prison and then comes back with some home-cooked food and some liquor and some tobacco and then becomes the big hit at Shawshank, Tyson.
Yeah, no, you could be. He could be the big hit, but the risk, is the risk worth the reward?
I don't know. Could have been really good leftovers.
Yeah, could have been really good sausage. Leftovers, but then does he have to spend time in solitary confinement? Actually, the punishment would be he'd have to spend time in solitary confinement looking through the soundproof glass while all of his cellmates got to enjoy his all of his treasures.
I'll never forget when Andy Dufresne brought back that casserole. He was the biggest hit in all of Shawshank. It would be so exciting.
It would be exciting.
Yeah.
How did he break out and how did he break back in? The same way he broke out?
So this is unclear. Is this one of these jails, Danny, where they let you leave for the weekend?
I wondered the same thing, and I've read the what they have written on their Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say.
Yeah. It just talks like because that part's probably a little shady in terms of like, you know, you're in jail, but they let you leave sometimes. They don't like to talk about that part. They just talk about how they busted him trying to bring this stuff back into the prison.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. They instead of their own negligence, self-incriminating, mm-hmm. they're like, we got him. Don't worry, we got him. He won't be enjoying any more tuna casseroles from his mom anytime soon.
Yeah.
Not for at least 10 years. We doubled the time he has to stay here because of him coming back.
Here's the thing. So they caught him at approximately 7:30 p.m., he grabbed a duffel bag and they arrested him as he ran back towards the prison. That's got to be a strange feeling for a deputy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, should we just let him? I mean, it'll be easier for all of us if we just let him get back into prison and then talk to him when he's in his cell.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's where he's
instead
going.
Of us.
Very yeah. strange.
Instead of us running out and wrestling him to the ground. And
just to take him into the prison. Yeah, that's where he's going.
So, where he's trying to get to. I was going to say maybe there's some type of strategy there where if we could make the cells, the prison cells, so fantastic that people were just like,
they want to
breaking
stay.
In. Yeah, they want to stay. They just are breaking in. They don't even have to be that cool. They just have like a big screen TV in them or something.
Mm. So you want to make jail right? really nice so people want to be there?
Nice enough that they don't want to leave.
Mm. Well, then it's not a deterrent. Because isn't that the whole point? Is you want it to be so horrible, it's a deterrent.
I don't know. I think there's something to this, Danny. I mean, think about all the money you could save on security, because then
nobody would have to be there
breaking out if it was nice enough that people wanted to stay. And it's like, you could break out if you want. But I mean,
here's the idea. This is the idea. So it's a secret brotherhood code where when you get arrested, you know how how fantastic it is, but you're sworn to secrecy when they release you to never tell anybody. And you have to tell them horror stories about all the gang stuff going on in prison. But then when you get arrested again, you're like, yes, go in, settle into your lazy boy, your big screen TV. Mm-hmm. Moms are just walking around giving casserole to everybody. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So this story is actually just a piece by big prison to cover up how cush they actually are.
Okay. What about the really bad people, Tyson? Should they also get the good prison?
They should get better prison because that we want them escaping even less.
Hmm. Yeah. Right? So you want to just keep making it nicer and nicer so we never have to worry about them out on the street. But are they escaping that much?
Well, can you just imagine though, if we didn't have to worry about them escaping,
right? Like
you just put one guard at the front of the mansion and you just say, hey, if you are thinking about escaping, just let this guy know. And then they do, they're like, I'm really thinking about getting out of here today because the pool is only a 25-yard pool in the backyard, and I want a full Olympic 50-meter.
Danny, you know where they should probably give this a try is at Arkham Asylum. It seems like that people are always breaking out of there, and they just keep leaving, and even if you put them back, they just break out again. Maybe that's the place to really try to attempt this new theory.
Is this the place where the lady who keeps getting on planes was?
I don't know if they sent her to Arkham Asylum.
Okay.
Arkham Asylum is in Batman's fantasy
Yes,
that's
world. Where Batman sends all of the criminals that he captures.
By the way, asylums are different than prisons.
Yeah.
In some ways, they're worse, and in some ways, they're better.
How are they better?
Well, I think that you have more visitation. You can go out to the grounds. They always show people at asylums like strolling through gardens. At least, I mean, they've been lobotomized. That's the downside.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. They're strolling through beautiful gardens. Yes. Unless you're in an asylum from like 100 years ago, where people still go and visit and claim it's haunted by ghosts. Those asylums seem terrifying. But modern day asylums,
if you have allergies?
Slightly more.
What if you have allergies and all they have is the goddamn garden?
Well,
now
it's punishment
that's
for
a
you.
Living hell. Yeah.
So you would prefer prison. Either yes. way, I don't want to go to an asylum or prison ever.
Right.
Just for the record.
Okay.
Even if it was nice.
That's because you're not on the inner brotherhood knowing exactly how nice prisons are.
Yeah. I don't think that they'll ever be nice as being able to drive around wherever I want, whenever I want.
Okay. All right.
Well, let's talk about some other people that are incarcerated and are not having a great time. There are two young women who are Canadian, and they've been detained in Cambodia for the charge of dancing pornographically. And they were visiting Cambodia, and that they are at one of these tourist destinations, Tyson. But then there were these pictures taken where they're supposedly dancing pornographically with a bunch of guys, and now they're in jail.
Well, I mean, if you're dancing up on a guy as a woman and there's not enough space in between you to fit a Bible, that's pornographic.
Yeah, dancing pornographically, I think that's the only way people dance. No,
yeah, Canadians are famous for dancing pornographically, probably.
Yeah.
Also, if you look at the picture of those people arrested, it's your typical sausage party. It's like 10 dudes and two girls.
Two women. Now, I will say, in defense of Cambodia here, I'm looking at the dancing pictures that were taken, and everybody is laying down on the ground. I've never seen dancing like this, Tyson.
But these millennials,
well, you need to get out more.
Keep surprising us.
That's happening, Danny. People are going to these dance clubs, and then they lay down on the floor, and they get on top of each other and to dance.
Well, why not? I mean, dancing's already stupid and weird. This is just taking it to the next level. It just gets the guys that much closer to, copulation.
And also, this guy has his people are like have their shirts off, these guys, in terms of, and they're on the floor with like, I don't understand how this is dancing.
No, if you showed this to me.
Yeah.
Right. These pictures.
I was like, oh, this is an orgy.
No, I know. I would say, oh, this is just a bunch of drunk people dancing. Like, that's exactly what I would think. Alcohol, music, this.
But they're all on the floor. This is what happens. Like a guy is like literally like doing a push up like over the girl. And then and there's another picture where the girl is on top of the guy.
That's just modern day dancing. I mean, every rap video has dancing like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with this.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are as a people.
Again, they shouldn't jail these people. They should just make them leave Cambodia.
Yeah, they've already been embarrassed.
I think you could publicly shame them.
Yeah, they have publicly shamed them.
Yeah.
They've shown that these 10 guys could only get two girls to their party. That's pretty shameful.
Yeah.
So that's pretty bad.
Now, again, these teens are not only were they dancing pornographically, but they were near the Angkor Wat Temple, which for you Survivor fans, I do believe was featured prominently in the Survivor Cambodia season, including, I believe, that Spencer and Kelly Wentworth and Keith Nail had an overnight visit there, Tyson.
Yeah,
luckily, nothing,
well, the difference
no funny
is they
business
were,
going on there.
Well, Cambodia was compensated in that instance.
No.
Yeah, these pictures are actually, I mean, the dudes are like shirts off in their underwear with the girl laying on the ground. It looks more like a, I don't know. You can't tell a lot from the pictures, but it
I'm
definitely
gonna have to
looks.
Some, I'm going to have to do some research, some image
are
searches,
you typing in
searches,
pornographic dancing?
Dancing, yes.
Yeah. Everybody do an image search right now.
Right now.
Alexa. Google search pornographic dancing.
Yeah. It's just in order to understand what this could just be a new thing, like dabbing.
Is that a new thing? So I have to look into that.
Do we have any millennials in the audience? Please weigh in.
Yeah. Tell me, what are the new millennial dance moves? Is it the pornographic dancing? Is it the one where you get on top of the person on the floor and do push-ups on them?
Where the girl lays down and looks like she doesn't want to be there, and then you take your shirt and pants off, so you're just in your underwear doing push-ups on top. I think this is called the Bill Cosby. And
that's different, Tyson. That's different.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I don't know, because even when Danny and I were teenagers, and Danny was like, I got to go grind up on this girl, even though I know that in the Utah County, it's illegal to do so. I can't resist. So that was like 20, 25 years ago.
I don't believe that Danny said that. I believe the other thing about how Danny said that money can't buy happiness is a myth. But I don't know about this one, Tyson.
Yeah, this one's definitely not true. Tyson knows that. If there was a dance... And I was more like that guy who held the coats while they threw rocks at Christians. I just sat there and held the coats of Tyson while he would dance. And then I just wait until we had to go home.
Yeah.
So this is pretty standard stuff, though. Oh, Taurus behaving badly. This is a story that usually doesn't get any recognition because it happens so often.
Right.
What's unusual around here is that this is being reported because this happens all the time over the world.
Right.
Danny, were you with me when I was in Belgium and we went into town and some people were harassing us, like, get out of our country, blah, 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 blah. And we were like, what? And they're like, oh, are you from England? And we were like, no, we're from the US. And they're like, oh, okay. We just hate the England kids because they ride the boat over and then just destroy the town and then go back to England. after a day of partying in Brussels. So I was like, they were fine with Americans because that's a lot further to go to destroy a town.
Yeah.
Right. You have to really have the wherewithal to come over and destroy.
Well, jet lag doesn't allow you.
It takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, I would love to smash some shop windows right now, but I'm so freaking tired. Yeah.
Oh, those 90 degree mirrors on all the little back roads. I'd love to smash them, but I can't.
Yeah. All right. Well, people in Cambodia, they are really feeling the effects of the government trying to crack down on this type of thing. So it sounds like that these young people, that they're making an example out of them. So hopefully, look, we got the message. We got the point. Like, let's let everybody go home now. Come on.
So do you think it's like they have like a modern day Nancy Reagan who's waging a war on pornographic
just
dancing in Cambodia?
No.
Just say no.
Pornographic dancing.
Yeah. Or is it more like, who was I going to say? Somebody funny too, probably. Just imagine that I said something hilarious.
If you want to do pornographic dancing.
Thank you.
There's lots of options. All right. So those of you who maybe are thinking about booking a trip to go to Cambodia and do some pornographic dancing, there's Thailand, there's the Philippines. You can come over here to the United States. Lots of places.
They
to
were
pornographically
from Canada
dance.
That they could have been pornographic dancing to their heart's content.
Well, I don't know. Dude, is that that doesn't sound like a Canadian thing.
Very liberal nation.
I don't know.
Yeah, but they're liberal, but they're only liberal because they can contain themselves so well. They have such great willpower, these Canadians.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, have you seen the Mounties?
They're
dressed to like 11, and that represents the country as a whole.
And they're on horses. They're we're pretty certain that we can take care of 99% of the crimes on horseback.
You can't be on a horse and fight pornographic dancing.
Right.
That is a fact.
And you definitely can't be on your back.
Yeah.
With someone mounting you in Cambodia.
I'm going to be honest right now.
Fine.
I don't know a lot about Canada. I wish I knew more. I've never been.
You've never been to Canada? Oh, wow.
Nope. Have you?
Yeah, I've been there a bunch of times.
But you lived in New York probably, so you just crossed the border.
Yeah.
Danny, have you been to Canada?
Yes, I have been to Canada.
You went heli skiing.
I went heli skiing, then I've been to BC twice, so yeah.
Did you ever get pornographically danced on?
You know what? It was weird. I tried to start some pornographic dancing by getting on my back, just down like, in a public room, and writhing around like a snake, and nobody took me up on it.
Nobody pornographic danced with you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a pornographic solo dance.
Who came up with this term, pornographic dancing? It is hilarious.
It's just like the really old saying, you should just be pornographic dancing like no one is watching. And then that's your truest self. All right, I got to talk to Danny about this story because I wanted to get his perspective on this one. The story of a Canadian man who needed to sell his home because
wish I'd been to Canada.
His neighbor is an a-hole. And now, Danny, not only is this a story about Canada where you have been to before, but this seems like something that either you would do or would have done to you.
So you guys know that I struggled this past summer with a neighbor who mowed their lawn at 10:30 at night. And I would love to. This is the problem with doing something like this. I would love to move away from everyone, but to move away and still be close to all the things I enjoy is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, he's a hero because he put his money where his mouth is. You know, I'm going to move away. I'm sick and tired of your crap. And it's so much hassle. Think about that. Think about how big of an a-hole that neighbor must have been to put up with moving, which is like one of the biggest hassle. It's like one of the top 10 stresses in life. It's like after a death of a relative.
Right.
Moving is one of the most stressful things you can do. So that guy must have really have been an a-hole.
But what a fool.
I would also argue that it depends on the relative. Because if it's somebody that's like super old and was going to go anyways, then that's like,
so
okay,
moving
that's sad.
Might be worse in some cases, Tyson.
But
this man, I believe he is a fool. And he put up this real estate sign, which literally says home for sale, by owner because neighbor is an a-hole.
That's going to drop the property value.
Right.
No, it's not. Who's going to be excited about buying that?
He's just being upfront. Like whenever I sell stuff online, I always tell, I'm always upfront because
this isn't
people can't come back to you.
Incorrect, Danny. Listen, Danny, if you are living next to an a-hole, you want to hawk that thing as quick as possible before they learn that the house they bought is right next door to an a-hole.
But then you don't want them coming back to you.
Okay. Here, let's practice.
It's too late.
Tyson, you sell the house and I'll be the I'll be the buyer. Or maybe how about this? You're Danny's real estate agent and I'm the buyer and Danny is still Danny. Okay.
Okay.
So how's the neighborhood?
Oh, the neighborhood is fantastic. There's no a-holes even anywhere remotely nearby, and you're going to really love it. You're going to get along with everybody. There's a nice neighbor right next door. They always keep their lawn nice and clean, which is good for appearances. You're going to love it.
Do they mow the lawn at unusual hours? I do a lot of podcasting.
No, they do not. No, I mean, unusual is all relative when you think about it. But no, I wouldn't say so.
You know, my son is, he has an allergy to a-hole neighbors, and it's really important that we live in a neighborhood that doesn't have anybody.
Yeah, they're saying neighborhood's going to be perfect. It's perfect for you.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you're just the typical slimy salesperson.
I think your son is going to actually probably all of those, all of his symptoms are going to go away. Yeah. If you could just sign right here, right now, and that will...
I have just a couple other questions. Has there ever been any pornographic dancing in this house?
All the time.
not to my knowledge, no. But you know what people choose to do in the privacy of their own homes? As a real estate agent, I can only go on what I see. I don't see Danny being a pornographic dancer.
No, hardly dancing at all.
What about the carpet? Yeah. Has a dog ever pooped all over the carpet here?
No, that one probably not.
Yeah,
there's no carpet in the house.
Okay. There's no carpet in the house.
Now, excuse me, future buyer, there is something I have to disclose.
Yes, oh, what's
that is? No.
No, Danny. Danny, we discussed this earlier. Do not tell this person about
hear him out. What does he have to say?
No. Now, I just need to warn you that you will be your first or second night here. You'll be laying in bed. And you will hear a sound, and it sounds like a jet engine is taking off in your room.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's the air conditioner. I'm not talking about the lawnmower.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Yeah, but even still, you got it. You can't say that. What are you doing?
I am telling that. When I sell my house, I am going to tell the people, look, we have a brand new air conditioning unit upstairs. But when it turns on, it does sound like a 747 is taking off right next to the house.
Bad. That's bad salesmanship, Danny.
But I don't care. I don't want, this is the thing. I always sell for less and I always tell everybody everything up front because I never, ever, ever want to talk to that person again.
Mm. Well, what are they going to do? Hey, you sold me a house with the air conditioning. Yeah. All houses have air conditioning.
Well,
listen, the only way to avoid that is if you're going to buy a house, then you need to spend a night in it first, like a haunted house challenge. And if you are selling, that could be a new thing where they're like, okay, before you buy the house, you'll obviously want to spend a night in it.
Yeah, like an Airbnb situation.
You probably need a full week in it to get the full week cycle to get to know the neighbors on a Saturday and a Sunday because they're going to be different than on a weekday.
Okay, that's so you want to test drive a house, Tyson.
For a week. It has to be a full week.
I think that's a good idea. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, this is not bad. So come on in, test drive a house today.
Yeah, test drive a house for a week. We'll give you free tickets to a game that is
the
local team against one of the worst teams in the league.
By the way, this guy who did post this sign, he is a genius because he has generated a ton of interest in his house.
Yeah. Where you think that people are like, hey, I'm an a-hole. How much is it? How much is this place?
I heard a social media influencer tried to stay there for free.
She said, hey, let me have the house for free. I have all these followers. I'll tell everybody how great it is. And then, get everybody really excited. Just let me live there for a year and then you can have it back.
Maybe the a-hole neighbor is a red herring to distract people from the smell of rotting corpses in the basement.
Yeah. Is it possible, though? Could we have this backwards? Could the man who put up the sign actually, in fact, be the a-hole and the neighbor actually...
Because a lot of a-holes think that everybody else is the a-hole.
Yeah, because it takes one to know one, Tyson.
Yeah. Well, I was also thinking, I was like, I like battling a-holes. So maybe for me, I'd actually pay a premium to ensure that I had a neighbor battle going on somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, every day that I wake up, I just like go outside excited to hopefully see a warning letter from an HOA.
Mm.
Like, I'm like, oh, I hope it's here today. It's like a present. So then I can, you know,
spray paint the
F word super large on my fence, because that's not in the bylaws anywhere.
All right. So we'll keep you updated if that home does, in fact, sell. And some sad news this week. The last standing Blockbuster video chain has closed this week. Very sad. In Edinburgh, Texas, the last bastion of being able to rent DVDs and tapes is no longer open, Danny.
This is going to be the best part. Is the people that were regular patrons to the Blockbuster are going to be like, how the hell do we watch movies if we can't rent DVDs?
Yeah.
Maybe there's Rob should play...
What?
Maybe Rob should play taps with his mouth trumpet.
This is hot.
Yeah, that's good.
It's hard to hit that.
You're
high
too
note.
Sad to play. You're too sad.
Yeah, you are. It's hard to cry and play mouth trumpet at the same time.
Yeah. So very, very sad story here.
So now I can officially cut up my Blockbuster card and throw it away.
Yeah.
Now's the time. Take those out of your wallets right now and throw them away. They're worthless.
Let's all cut them up and create a viral video of us cutting up our Blockbuster cards.
Okay. Very, very sad news to report there in terms of the...
Was that still owned by corporate, or was that like a... Like, I feel like corporate's been gone a long time. So these people, once corporate was out, were they just like, yeah, if you want to keep your thing open, go ahead.
Yeah.
You've got whatever you've got. Just run with what you have in stock right now. See how long you can last. Godspeed.
Oh, so you think this could be like one of these things where, you know, the Nazis had like outposts that were, they got cut off from the motherland, and they just like for 20 years were still fighting World War II?
Yeah, because they didn't know. Yeah, because they just didn't know,
like,
or
guys, didn't
care.
We haven't heard from corporate in 12 years. What do we do?
Yeah, like, let's just keep going.
Keep going.
Press forward.
Keep fighting. Yeah. Keep renting.
It's crazy. Or did corporate all shift to this one store so they were in charge of collecting late fees nationwide?
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good idea. Yeah. If you had a tape out, you know, this is like now you beat the system, I think.
You got it.
Yeah.
Good luck. Those are the people. Those are the champions. Those are the only people who won.
They won.
In the Blockbuster saga.
Yeah. Remember that we talked about that person that they had, like, Freddy got fingered out for a long time?
Yeah.
Police. So you had to have the tape not long enough that the police were coming for you. But if you had, like, a tape for, like, maybe, like, 2 years at this point, I think you just got to keep it now.
Gosh, why didn't we all just go out last year or 2 years ago when we started talking about this and just rent a ton of sweet movies?
Because I don't have a DVD player at my
house. I know, but at least we could feel like we won.
Yeah,
that's true. We finally were socking it to Blockbuster.
Yeah, I feel like they've been expensive late fees.
I feel like they've been socked enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Before we get to Danny and the bolt hole, we do have one update to report from an earlier story in this episode. Okay.
Okay. Breaking news are happening now.
So,
is it breaking news are happening now, or should it be breaking news is happening now?
Well, this is because we are on Rob as a podcast. That's why it's are happening now.
Oh, harappening.
Yes.
I get it now. The whole time I was just like, maybe there is some grammar thing, grammar rule that I'm unaware of where, yeah, okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense to me.
Newsweek is reporting that the shower rat may not be a rat at all, Tyson.
It's CGI.
No.
Or it's a guinea pig.
They are saying,
what is it?
That with its large head, bipedal position, flexible forelimbs, and short, stiff tail and consistent coat color, this animal actually is a pacarana.
Pacarana?
Yes.
What the hell's that?
It is an animal from Peru.
Okay, let's see it.
Okay.
Pacarana.
And I'm guessing that pacaranas are more intelligent than rats.
Yeah, because it's not, I think it's a mammal. I don't think it's a rodent, because they said that a rodent wouldn't need to take a shower.
Yeah, I guess that explains why rodents are so disgusting.
The pacarana is a rare and slow-moving histricognath?
Yes.
Rodent? Indigenous to South America. Native peoples of the region call it the pacarana because it is superficially similar to the paca, a different rodent, which is not in the same family.
Mm-hmm.
That was some knowledge we didn't need. Now I'm watching videos. This is, no, it's not a pacarana.
Is this fake news?
Yeah, it's not a pacarana, dude. This pacarana looks like a koala bear walking around.
Is it a koala bear?
Cute. No, it's a rat.
Okay.
It might not be a rat, but I don't think it's a pacarana.
It's in the rat family.
Yeah, it's in the rodent family for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if this is like the new white and gold, blue and black dress. Is it a rat? Is it a pacarana? What do you say?
Not a pacarana.
All right, Danny, let's get into your bolt hole and see what you have jammed in there for today, Danny.
Yeah, crammed all up in there.
Do it.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong. A nocturnal.
Yeah.
So I've got a disco ball crammed up there.
Okay.
Cool.
That's what this story is about. This is a story I came across.
Perfect,
I think,
for pornographic
right
dancing.
Yeah, this is great for pornographic dancing. I came across this story, I think, right after our last podcast or that day. And there is a guy, a millionaire, naturally, who has launched a giant mirror ball into space.
That's the moon, Danny.
Nope. He's called it Humanity Star.
Yeah.
And he's launched it into space. It looks just like a giant disco ball. So it's covered with mirrors about 4 feet, maybe 5 feet tall. And you're supposed to be able to see it as it orbits the Earth. So we talk about launching ourselves into space. And I think if it becomes cheaper and cheaper, if we ever build like a space elevator, or we somehow bring down the cost of launching things into space, eventually we will surround the world with a shield of just pointless garbage, much like this disco ball. Because people will have all these vanity projects that they'll want to launch into space and put into orbit.
Right.
And there'll be just more and more junk until basically we live in constant shade. And every night will be filled with meteor showers, where the junk, like the Chinese space station, is just falling back into space and putting on a light show.
Yeah, that's interesting. So this guy put this thing into orbit, or is it up there already?
Yeah, it's up there right now. It says that the launch took place on Sunday.
Okay, so he put it up there and then you can see it. So Tyson, for you, is this like skywriting? I mean, should people be able to go up there? If you could go and write messages in the night sky in a rocket ship, should people be allowed to do that?
I mean, without any permits or anything?
Yeah.
I think probably at first, sure. Mm-hmm. But because when it's only like super rich people, it's not going to be very populated up there. But then when any Joe Schmo off the street can put a message up there,
yeah, that's
then
what
it
I'm
starts
saying.
Getting tricky.
Is that pretty soon you'll have like McDonald's putting up into orbit a giant reflective yellow M, you know, that people can see from the ground
no
to
matter
always
where
be reminded.
You are, right.
Yeah, no matter
McDonald's
where you are.
It's open late. Come see it.
Orbital yeah. advertising. If we can bring down the cost of putting things into orbit, it just seems like a natural place to go. It's always there. It's always just reflecting back to Earth, reminding you that you need to buy something or eat something. Mm-hmm. This guy's just getting into the game early
yeah.
with his giant disco ball.
Yeah, he should have gone with that yeah. giant M. I think there would have been more money in that.
Actually, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Mm-hmm. His ball, unfortunately, his giant disco ball will only be in orbit 6 months, and then the orbit will decay and it'll come crashing back to Earth. But again, that's another moment when you can capitalize on, you know, that piece of crap you've put into space, because when it falls back, it's a reminder, you know, oh, hey, my thing's coming back to Earth. It's not going to kill anyone. Remember me.
Okay.
You know,
how do we see it? We just look for it in the sky.
So it's supposed to be visible, but it says in this article, because of light pollution, most mm-hmm. people will not
so it's like a big waste of time for this guy.
Yeah, well, but he's from New
and
Zealand.
And that's going so after the telescope market.
Mm-hmm.
So you can track it. I'm looking at it right here. You can track its progress. And it seems like it goes right over. Yeah, it kind of misses North America. It goes right through South America, Antarctica, and over Australia and New Zealand, which is where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. that's probably why he does it.
Okay.
I just, you know, this goes back to what I said with Tyson, when Tyson and I are going to be duct taped together and flung into orbit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, you're for that, Danny.
So yeah, should we get this guy's technology so he can help
well,
us?
That's, yeah. And we're getting closer to a time when that's going to be financially feasible for me and Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be sent into space. We just need to be covered in tinfoil, Tyson. I didn't even think of that before.
To get through the atmosphere?
No, to be more reflective.
Oh, so people can see us better?
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, what if there was a way where, like, let's say we were inside a ball that was a magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
So then we were projected on the moon. Maybe there's a way where we could project.
Whoa. How does that work?
Science.
So what are they projecting? Like are the shadows of our profile, our body's
the shadows
profile?
Of our nude profiles. Yeah.
It would have to line up where the sun and the moon and you guys were all in alignment. And then there would be some sort of a silhouette cast onto the bat signal onto the moon.
Yep. Or, no, I was thinking more like that lady on the mud flaps. That's going to be our silhouette. Pornographic silhouettes.
But are you guys in some sort of a taxidermed pose with each other? Because I feel like it's just going to look like a big lump.
Us two guys. We're going to be pointing our fingers at each other, giving each other like, with our hips thrusted out towards each other too. Like, let's say that you just were in the gym and you just saw your best friend from across the room, but you were both in the middle of changing. And
you're are you like, frozen hey. In carbonite? What, how are...
No.
Yeah.
No, you're frozen up there. You're taxidermied in that
there.
Position.
We're taxidermied into a pornographic dancing position. And then our silhouettes are projected onto the moon while we orbit in a giant magnifying
glass.
Who's
doing the push-up?
Ball. It'll change because we're animatronics
on how you tilt the ball.
Yeah.
No, we have Chuck E. Cheese technology built into us, so we can change
animatronics.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have our skeletons removed and replaced with animatronics.
Yeah, because all that Chuck E. Cheese hardware is laying around and it's going for budget prices.
I feel like we need to get this all on paper, but I think I'm for this.
And who's financing this? Is this like you're pooling your assets together to make this happen?
No, Danny's family's trust is probably going to cover the cost of this.
I'm sure they'll want to. I'll put it to them.
I guess, Danny, later. You see money?
Do you need me to fly up for a meeting?
Yeah, maybe make up some drawings. Can you work on some drawings?
Yeah.
Danny was right. Money can buy happiness.
By the way, guys, the humanity ball sack is just entering orbit over the Indian Ocean. So if you happen to be on an oil tanker right now listening to this podcast,
send us a picture.
Look up. real quick because I can see that it's moving pretty fast.
Is there a tracker on it? Does it have like a GPS?
Yeah, yeah. I'm tracking it right now in real time.
Wow.
Yeah. This is exciting. This is exciting stuff. No, it's just on the web.
Okay. Do you think this guy's testing and he's like a supervillain, like a Bond supervillain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know what's in the disco ball.
We don't know anything.
Could be like a giant laser that he's then going to threaten the world with.
Right. Like in hindsight, they shouldn't have let this guy do it. I mean, what if ISIS put something up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so did he ask permission and they were like, sure.
I don't think so. And by the way, what if Goop gets a hold of this technology? What kind of stuff are they going to send into orbit?
Can you raining down jade eggs? Oh, my God. They'll be like, it's a good idea. And then it will be the hellstorm of the century and they'll realize
or a coffee enema for the world from outer space.
No. Boom.
Yeah, not good. All right. Well,
this is not a good precedent. Sorry, just to say one last thing, but you touched on an interesting subject. Just letting people shoot things into orbit willy-nilly doesn't seem like good practice.
No, we got to. I don't know who we need to talk to about that, whether it's NASA, whether we need to start the Federation. I don't know what exactly it is, but we need to shut this down.
It would be like going to Cambodia and dancing pornographically, but on a much larger scale.
Right. We do know that whoever gets that position that judges what can and cannot go into space, we need to befriend them, Tyson, because we need to get our project.
Well, we're going to have to sell ours as like a secret pitch. And the animatronics is going to help a lot because we'll be like, oh, no, we'll be in bathrobes. And they're like, oh, that's fine. But then our animatronic selves will then strip.
Yes. All this and
for
more
the world
on the premiere of Space Terrarium.
Yep. Rob, on the world premiere of Space Terrarium.
Yeah.
Rob, do you want in on this?
No, I'm okay. That I
don't want to be in the glass ball?
No, I don't. I think I'd prefer to just be to rest in peace. I don't need to be in an animatronic taxidermy show in space.
Okay, but what about this? What if by the time we all pass on, the regular burial is different and they're like, okay, we castrate you, then sew that to your face. And then like, is there a,
what's gone wrong in the world, Tyson, where they're castrating you and sewing your manhood to your face?
The rhinos have taken over.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the world I want to live in anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but you definitely don't want to be buried in that world. And then maybe the glass terrarium isn't so bad. How bad would it have to be, Rob, for you to join us?
Probably that bad. I don't know.
What if that, the thing I already said, castrated, sewn to your face, and then put on display like Stalin was in a glass box for everyone to see?
Yeah. Boy.
Look, we'll save a seat for you in the magnifying
glass. There's three
globe.
Seats, so either way, people will be like, that was Rob's
I'd say, right,
chair.
I'm probably like 70-30 out right now, but we'll see as time goes on.
That'll change.
All right.
We'll keep discussing it and obviously fine-tuning our ideas.
Okay. All right. Well, what a news AF once again today.
That cute little rat.
We covered it all. What's the hashtag today, Tyson? Hashtag pornographic dancing.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyson, one last thing. The Humanity Star is going to pass right over Utah and Arizona. So
when?
It's going to be later. It doesn't say times, but we'll be able to get a glimpse.
It'll be at night times?
Looks like it. Okay. So anyway, sorry to interrupt.
What a day, because that's going to happen, and then 2 days later, we've got the blue moon, blood moon coming up.
No,
the
blood moon is tomorrow morning at 5.
Oh, it is?
5:30 in the morning, yeah.
Okay.
Right, be on the lookout for that. Stars against humanity, okay? All right. So, fun show this week. We'll be back again next Tuesday to go into Tyson. Do we have a review?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready for it.
Y'all Saved Me, 5 stars by T Scott 123.
Love T
Scott. Thank you, Rob, Danny, and Tyson. Yeah. Thank you, Rob, Danny, and Tyson, for saving my sanity. I started a job 2 weeks ago that is very stressful, and I listened to your podcast on my lunch break. I was laughing so hard about wasp spray dope guy that I forgot about my stress. Thanks, guys. Tammy in Texas.
Yeah.
That was a good story.
TNT. Yeah.
Tammy, did you live by that Blockbuster that shut down? And if so, how many DVDs did you get still away have with in your collection?
Yeah, closing soon. I think they were probably like right before they closed the store, they're probably like really pressuring people like, hey, you gonna bring that back on Monday? I need you can rent it today. But we need to have it back on Friday. Why? What's going on? Nothing. Just make sure.
Nothing. We'll open like regular on Saturday after that Friday.
But we really just promise us you're going to bring it back. Okay.
That's if you're a good salesman. Danny would be like, oh, we're closing.
I would be like that. I'd say, hey, look, I would appreciate it if you brought that back. But to be honest, we are closing down on Monday. So
really just take whatever
you want. I can't come and collect a late fee, but God will strike you down. Mm-hmm.
If it's worth your everlasting salvation to steal a DVD, then fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If we were in Cambodia, the price for not bringing that back would be way worse than whatever's severe. Gonna happen to you.
Quite severe.
All right. Well, thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together once again. Join us in our Group AF Facebook group to help come up with the stories for this show and watch us live every week on Tuesday. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Hopefully it's built on a pyramid of lies.